You're listening to SBS News.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the simultaneous circulation of the Delta and Omicron variants is creating a tsunami of cases.
Right now, Delta and Omicron are twin threats that are driving up cases to record numbers, which again is leading to spikes in hospitalizations and deaths. I'm highly concerned that Omicron, being more transmissible, circulating at the same time as Delta, is leading to a tsunami of cases.
Mr. Ghebreyesus repeated his call for countries to share vaccines more equitably and warned that the emphasis on boosters in richer countries could leave poorer nations short of jabs.
Vaccine supply, for now at least, is improving, although the emphasis on boosters in rich countries could cause low-income countries to go short again. I call on leaders of rich countries and manufacturers to learn the lessons of Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and now Omicron, and work together to reach the 70% vaccination coverage.
The WHO is campaigning for every country to hit a target of 70% vaccine coverage by the middle of 2022, which would help end the acute phase of the pandemic. This acute phase could end next year, but the World Health Organization's Mike Ryan warns the disease will not disappear.
We've been saying this for a very long time, the acute phase of the pandemic that's been associated with the tragedy of deaths and hospitalizations, that can end in 2022. The virus itself is very unlikely to go away completely and will probably settle down into a pattern of transmission low level, causing occasional outbreaks in under-vaccinated populations. And we hope that that is the end game here.
New Year's Eve will mark the second anniversary of China alerting the WHO to 27 cases of viral pneumonia of unknown origin in the city of Wuhan. More than 281 million people have since reported to be infected by the novel coronavirus globally, and more than 5 million have died. That's according to a Reuters tally. To the United States, where health authorities shortened the recommended isolation time for Americans with asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 5 days from the previous guidance of 10 days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's director, Rochelle Walensky, says asymptomatic people should follow 5 days of wearing a mask when around others after isolation.
So we followed numerous areas of science in making this important decision. One, of course, was how the virus behaves. How much virus do you still have that you could potentially transmit after 5 days? And we generally know that most of your transmission potential happens in those 1 to 2 days before you have symptoms and those 2 to 3 days after. So by the time 5 days of isolation has occurred, you probably have about 85 to 90% of all of your transmission potential behind you while you've been in isolation.
To Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the overwhelming majority of patients in intensive care with COVID-19 had not received their booster vaccine, and he urged people to get their jabs.
If you're not vaccinated, you're 8 times more likely to get into hospital altogether. So it's a great thing to do. It's very, very important. Get boosted for yourself and enjoy New Year sensibly and cautiously.
Britain is currently reporting record COVID-19 infections with more than 129,000 registered on Tuesday, driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant of the virus. There have also been anecdotal reports of people struggling to get tests. To South Africa, where research by scientists there suggests that Omicron could displace the Delta variant because infection with the new variant boosts immunity to the older one. The study only covered a small group of people and has not been peer-reviewed yet, but it found that people who were infected with Omicron, especially those who were vaccinated, developed enhanced immunity to the Delta variant. Professor Alex Segal led the study, and he says the new variant would in all likelihood push the Delta variant out of South Africa.
So we looked at immunity to Delta in people infected with Omicron. And we found that the immunity is enhanced, which means that people that were infected with Omicron are less likely to be reinfected with Delta. But the opposite is unlikely to be true. So people that were infected with Delta are not necessarily protected from Omicron infection. And this probably tells us that Omicron is gonna push Delta out. And that may be important, especially if Omicron gives rise to less severe disease.
According to an earlier South African study, there is reduced risk of hospitalization and severe disease in people infected with Omicron compared with the Delta variant, though the authors say some of that is likely due to high population immunity. France is seeing a so-called tidal wave of COVID-19 infections with 208,000 cases reported over the past 24 hours, a new national and European record. France has been breaking infection records repeatedly over the last few days, with Tuesday's 180,000 cases already the highest for a country in Europe. The country's health minister, Olivier Véran.
Les chiffres qui seront publiés ce soir par Santé publique France.
The daily infection figures that will be published tonight by national health authorities show the continuing increase of infections in our country. These numbers are dizzying. 208,000 French were diagnosed with COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. I did a quick calculation before this session, and this means that all day, all night, more than two people test positive for the coronavirus every second.
Deux Français, plus de deux Français, sont diagnostiqués positifs au coronavirus.
The situation in French hospitals was already worrying because of the Delta variant, with Omicron yet to have an impact. 5 million people remain unvaccinated in France. In order to further boost vaccinations, the government's planned vaccine pass, which will require proof of vaccination, not just a negative test, to enter public places, will take effect from the 15th of January if Parliament approves the draft government bill. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.